Listening to that is Stephen Agnew from the Green Party. What's your reaction to this story, Stephen Agnew?
Absolutely disgusted. I mean, the fact that people would put animals through such trauma for their own pleasure, I find hard to understand. This is something, as was pointed out in a report, that has been denied in the past, that goes on in Northern Ireland. It's been exposed that it certainly is happening. Obviously, we don't know just how widespread it is, but I think I congratulate the USPCA for the work they've done and bringing this to light, and obviously the work of the BBC as well to report on it. But the problem is, this will continue to happen until we ban hunting with dogs.
Well, altogether. You say that. I mean, carting's one thing, but you're against hunting full stop. This blanket ban you're seeking in the Assembly hasn't actually garnered much support, has it?
Well, it didn't garner support from the politicians, and I'd certainly urge everyone today who's listening to this, who's disgusted by what they've just heard about that.
But carting is already against the law, so that's not the issue, is it?
But what'll let people off the hook is, you know, if you catch them in the act of the hunt, they can say, oh, no, we were hunting a wild animal. So it provides a loophole for people to let them off.
Yeah, but you just look at the ears and you look at the stag's antlers and you can tell whether it's been bred in captivity or not. That emerged in the report. So that was the evidence that was held as the animal had been carted.
If the animal's caught and destroyed, and then you can't find the evidence, you know, whereas if we ban people from hunting with dogs altogether, you know, anyone found in the act of that hunt can be prosecuted. I don't see the great distinction between raising an animal to hunt it or hunting an animal in the wild with dogs. I mean, ultimately, the animal, whether raised in captivity or not, will go through a serious trauma and ultimately be killed at the end of it in what is quite a cruel death. So, you know, there isn't a big distinction. If you're disgusted by the story that's just been reported, I think most people would be equally disgusted by the idea of a wild animal being
If you want to ban hunting completely, you have to look to the situation in England, where that's what they have done. And it's not considered a big success, this law. Very hard, the police say, to police the hunting lobby. Obviously see it as an infringement of rights. And that worries a lot of our MLAs here, who say just because you personally don't like hunting isn't necessarily a reason to make it illegal.
No, the reason to make it illegal is because it's cruel. But to take the English example, I mean, hunters have tried to go to the European Court of Human Rights to say this is against their human rights, and they were literally laughed out of court. You know, they didn't. The case was just completely dismissed. So the human rights argument has been put to bed by the European Court of Human Rights. The other argument that it hasn't been effective is there's been a number of prosecutions every year in England. So the law is working, and there's also the fact that hopefully, you know, because every time this debate comes up, the Countryside Alliance will say their members are law-abiding. So if they're law-abiding members, if you change the law and make that type of hunting illegal, they'll stop doing it. So there's the one way of preventing it is obviously through the law, putting people off from doing it because they won't want to break the law.
It taps into emotion in a big way, doesn't it, which makes a cool, hard analysis of law and what's right and wrong very difficult. One knows from conducting debates for those for and against hunting that sort of rational thinking very often goes out of the window.
Well, you know, if you take the debate that took place in the Assembly, unfortunately, rational thinking did go out the window, and we had members on the one hand arguing that it has to be done for pest control and members on the other arguing that very few foxes are ever caught. So, you know, someone somewhere along that line was deceiving the public about the reality. But the reality is that that people hunt because they enjoy it. Now, if you find the practice cruel, the idea that somebody would inflict cruelty on an animal for their own pleasure, you know, you will want to outlaw it.
Okay.
You know, all the research that's been done, and this is actually the vast majority of the public, oppose hunting. It was our MLAs, unfortunately, who